Thus I have heard, at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance,
no sound,
no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, that the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the noble Shariputra and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Mama dangan po jesu jambe yonla jase lo gange lodo de nye tinte nye tara nam dar vase ve Jinye dengge jizhe zichi Nidye toka le banzi Kanda zibe tsura mari Mintumu dungye gizewe Rozo gula puji tarze Nyehla juju yandesu Dutarache joinu mounilo Ege chadu chuzeshi Mari mise dunge nyugu Jini chunze eradina Dene taji saju sarsu Yente lunzo gyase tuvuku
主查求他主你的见证大路塞将被养老爱的哦阿拉巴扎那的哦阿拉巴扎那的哦阿拉巴扎那的
谁
的天拉巴不是一个大路的我们把拉不是一个Kada ten chu shun lu tu pai Lu du po be na wa tse tu su
Om den za bu
vi a wu wa chi si di sa a shi Om den za ri ki a a wu Chi cha vi ku yu gi ku vi Rigveda Bodhira Sharalupapu Lodzambulin Mopalachu Chandamini Lutalupa Mayavata Mayavashi Yudendalam Chodro Dominion Dominion Jitata Rimbo Chiyo Rimbo Pasamadishin Junjo Yepa Mamu Bayi Loto Kolo Rimbo Chiyo Nobu Rimbo Chiyo Sumo Rimbo Chiyo Lumbo Rimbo Chiyo Lambo Rimbo Chiyo Tacho Rimbo Chiyo Mamu Rimbo Chiyo Terche boye pumba ge ma chwa ma lo ma gara ma merdo ma dubu ma nase ma chicha ma ye ma da wa rimbo che do chole nambar ge genze kuzo adami Penjo puso sopa Matsa wa meba sa shi yito Tedai tenchen sa wa nan juba shi Pade lama tuba nam Yamesh
Pade
lama tabi shemani teba chi Sunju se mo shi ye yuntu Shingam biwa ki o tuji dobe tundu shi su Ene janda sordu amacı da geta dayanım Sence lanca la tutsa var için bu koy Çince la duzu o
Saji
Ben doğdum ayrı rabali şimdi dedim vadi Sange shindo mi te puwai Drogunam dai shinla chuparasho
Jesu namai
Namai ke namai ke chugu kalai kenze titene Jitara tsambe du jitzimala Sange chugi charba abdu Rena medala gamani adaya amin
Pelden sawe
lama rimbo che adage che wo pende de shola Kade che bu gole che sumode Kuzo doge mudu zadozo Kuzo doge mudu zadozo Pozo gele çeve tümbe eko Taye dove rewa kove eso Maru işe cay cişe sebe eko Şage zoo tela sova deve Şage zoo tela sova deve Tuzi çimbo dişe doci eça Chose te lo pa da na ropa pecho dumbe pata adesha nyamle chilava yula sovade nyamle chilava yula sovade chamba tome ini nam drude chode duve de da drabe hebel Sesa kosa lini seli pa Yachi chubi gula sova deve Yachi chubi gula sova de Yaya yume choji ludubota Awai tabai ribi kushuji Sange kunjo papaya seso Samu tave gula sova deve Samu tave gula sova deve Shedru tambe chonga adisha Kadama tembe me po dundeje Nenjuro namshi kuche sumla aso Kadama lama namla sova deve Kadama lama namla sova deve Kanji shinde surje sonka apa Mundobo ribe wanchu ge sabaje Donga tembe dambu ke duboje Yavse gyuba chela sova deve Yavse gyuba chela sova deve Kazu kundu lama doji echa Kala kandu shenye susu ne Chodan tumu mudru zuzepe Tenje lama namla sova adebe Tenje lama namla sova adebe Ramjama sura kula tavemi Kesa tabara dube jungo ocho Seve köbe tabge zeba ayi Sevze şenye namla sova ade Sevze şenye namla sova ade Kewa kundu yanda lama ta Gelme çüge pela lonçü çe Sada langi yunde rabzole Doje change gomba nyuto bosho Doje change gomba nyuto bosho Chudan zodi chonamala Chanchu bardo dani kapsu chi Dagi chunye gibe sonam ki Dola pinchiri sange dupa shu o Chudan zogi chonamala Chanchu bardo dani jafsu chi Dagi chunye gibe sonam ki Dola pinchiri sange dupa shu o Chudan zogi chonamala Chanchu bardo dani jafsu chi Dagi chunye gube sonan ge dola penchire sange duha shu
Alia tampo de luri je sara tawa kati dola da Bena rangaha singe de bena ngang dogo je na loza tinze se loro loza tinze se ye de ge chu kari chegu yo se Ene pia sa ki tanga dola chegu yo yo kari tida kari chegu yo se de lo a ye na Noa dogo je kari kwa sa resa
So first, we think like this, that, you know, such as Rinpoche, his name is Lobsang Tenzing. So, as ourself, that, you know, Lobsang Tenzing, why you are doing this? Are you doing this for money or something else? So, as yourself, ourself, like that.
So
what are you doing if we ask like that, then, you know, at this time, in the world, there is called some something called, you know, Dharma practice. So, you know, we know that we are doing that.
Tēnyu tōngi chū chū kārī sīdī chēgu yōsā sō nē rī ngē nāmbā sāngjī bī chū chēgu yōsā. Mō tō tērī kāngkō sō pōpa tī nāmbā sāngjī bī chū chēgu yōsā.
So there are many dharmas among, you know, in the world. So we are doing Buddha Dharma.
Tēnyu kī nāmbī chū tōngi kārī sīdī chēgu yōsā sō nā ndi sāngjī tāngjī tēndu zūbī sāngjī jī kūpa tōgī sāngchū lā rī chēpū sī ndi chēnyi chēgu yōsā.
So in the Buddha Dharma too, there are many different, you know, practice. So what we are doing is we are doing the stages of the path to enlightenment. It's called Lamrim. And why we're doing Lamrim is for the sake of all sentient beings. You know, we are trying to obtain Buddhahood through this, you know, Lamrim practice.
Jidon nga tsuki chu keli nge chi yin chi chi la chu tele tenbi so tsuki rewaji jiwa waro wa sila da. Jidon nga bi kecham shi ya chi.
So generally speaking, you know, whatever Dharma practice we do, we are hoping to gain something by practicing Dharma. So when we do Dharma practice, you know, what we are hoping to gain is hoping to gain more happiness and hoping to overcome, you know, the unwanted sufferings or the unwanted, you know, adverse circumstances to overcome.
And
among all, there are, you know, differences that, you know, some have an inclination to gain a more happiness in this lifetime and overcome, you know, sufferings only for this lifetime. And some have an inclination to overcome suffering and gain more happiness, not only this lifetime, but, you know, many future lifetimes until we obtain complete Buddhahood.
So
especially this, you know, Lamrim practice, what we are doing is, you know, people who are doing this practice, they have an inclination to gain more happiness in next life, you know, for the sake of those things, we are willing to sacrifice, you know, this lifetime's, you know, that, you know, anything to obtain, you know, future lives happy and life after life, you know, happy until, you know, attain the Buddhahood, not only for ourselves, but for the sake of, you know, infinite sentient beings. That kind of, you know, inclination or motivation we should have, and, you know, our practice, what we are listening and what Rinpoche is teaching, is also how to implement this kind of, you know, hope.
That so so la chua zhe bo de po ba zhe bo ji ge la de zhi sa de dou yi da.
So thinking on this line, you know, we try our best to, you know, try our best to create a, you know, that kind of, you know, wholesome motivation through making efforts and, you know, pose in that motivation for a moment.
That was it. That the regulation to Larichabos, you know, what you get Thomas, you did.
So, we will hang on this motivation throughout the, you know, listening to the teaching, and as he will do the same while he is explaining the teachings. So this Lamrim, you know, this text was composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, and it has all the entire Lamrim teaching is divided into four chapters.
Zepobodi Kari Jongari Tombo, Helicopter Dinian Sabatan here, Chidua. Such a Tombo de Karikia here was as on a chute Tombo Kari Jongers and a Tombo, and then Logi Duga Jagola Jaga Doji, and the Tabasajato was a baby, and it goes to Sonsaji. Yes, and the Tomako Johuro.
So there are some, you know, new peoples. So Rumbuja gonna go through briefly. So, you know, the first chapter is showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. So the origin of this teaching, the you know, root of this teaching is can be traced back to root of the origin of this text, you know, come from Buddha Shakyamuni, who come to India, you know, more than 2,500
years ago. Jito Cassina Petit Jito Jija the Segovina, Chilo Jito Jangolo, the Richel, and Jeromachi Gitada, and it did date you with the sober is another. Jito Jija the Chimino is
so. So, since from the, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni's give the teaching, you know, there are many. Masters and you know, practitioners, you know, practice this teaching, and you know, study this teaching, practice, and gain, you know, many realizations, you know, and at the 1400 time, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa came and Lama Tsongkhapa composed this text, Lamrim text.
Tetuji lari cebu de, waktu kita ni, kami kasih buat tak, ini ada alat yang khas untuk cebu tu. Tapi tetuji lari cebu de, saji jiu guna tombol dalam kasih waktu kita saji tombol, saji jiu itu saji tombol de cari le, cebu bagi cewa. Tapi ibu tangga lalu cuba cuba cuci cewa saya itu ni, cuci sana cewa jisni itu ni, cewa tombol dia guna dia dia le saji.
So now, you know, we have briefly finished the, you know, first chapter. And now we are on the second chapter, which is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So this is the second chapter. And in second chapter, there are, you know, for the second chapter, there are four greatness three unique characteristics. So we are on the second chapter.
So, as we know
that, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni teach, you know, 84,000 teachings. There are 84,000 teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni, and for that, you know, in India, you know, there are more than 100 volumes that, you know, commentary on that teachings, 84,000 teachings. There are more than 100 volumes. And also from that more than 100 volumes, and there are also different masters' commentary made by the different masters, also more than, thank you, And maybe not sure, there are more than 200 volumes again. So, you know, if we read all those, you know, go through all those, you know, teachings, you know, it is very hard to, you know, understand from the you know, beginning to the path and the, you know, all the, you know, attainments. So, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa go through all these, you know, teachings and, you know, all those paths and bhumis and, you know, everything is, you know, scattered, you know, all over. So, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, especially, you know, select and, you know, and, you know, systematically, you know, like a to go to the, you know, top, you got to go, you know, stair by stair, step by step, from the stair 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So like that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, make this text that, you know, is it is easy to, you know, practice. So that is why this, you know, teaching is called, you know, stages to the path, stages of the path to the enlightenment. So, you know, it is very easy to, you know, practice.
Rigi tanda di gelori tanda ngaso saje de de ba chowaji no de dombo temba ta ji gemet do be chowas ani saje gi sumba sum sha ye kan ye ba de ani gaza ji ge nya nya ne bi cha na ga ye ma res je tu ta kashi la de ne ya kashi la de ba tu ba ye res sa kashi me bi sum ko ko ye re ye na ya des ka re gaza ji nya ne ye je ba le de ne sum ye za ne ani ga ye ma res ti ta da la la re le de so ne je ne ha ko go res.
So now the second, you know, greatness, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So this second chapter also, you know, divided into four, you know, more chapters, that the greatness of the teaching is indicated by four qualities or the four greatness. It, you know, elicits in the students. So first, you know, the quality or the greatness of the second chapter is knowing that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. That means, you know, for one, you know, particular practitioner, so, you know, teaching of the Buddha, you know, earlier and later, you know, is free of contradiction. Otherwise, you know, time after time, you know, there are many schools of thoughts, and for some, Buddha told that, you know, Buddha teach that, you know, there are truly existence. And for some, Buddha teach, you know, everything is, you know, all phenomena, including self, is, you know, empty of truly existence. So looking at that, you know, it seems contradict. But, you know, that individual, you know, practitioner, the teaching of Buddha are free of contradiction.
Dige saji de no kasin go so ye de kasin de yo da ga ri hi yo sa so na ne sha chu se ba de da ye te ba wo mi na de yang sa ne go si ge che de pa she te ba ji ja che de hi yo sa ma.
So what it tell is, you know, such as for the, you know, for the, you know, bodhisattva practitioners, you know, the Sharvakas and the Pratikya Buddhas, or the, you know, the you know, or the Hinayana, you know, practice is practice are teach or practice by bodhisattvas as a preliminary practice.
Ta de ri sang sa ga le de ri se so na ne pa xian te ba yin yang le jing ye ji so na te be jun yang le jie ge na ne go na yang ga ji te ba yang le jing ye ne pa xian te ba de yang le jie ge ma le seng ye ji le so na ne jue de ye le se na te ma de xi jie wo er se la de de ri sang sa.
So today, what we're gonna, you know, go through, you know, those greatness that, you know, there's no contradiction that, you know, sutras and tantras, you know, if one individual practice that, you know, really complement each other. So there's no any contradictions between the sutras and tantras. So, do you guys know where we are?
I thought we were on page 47, towards the bottom.
Kogi sambala ship juship dula do some zatingi do some.
Juship in the city derida da. Benagarsa. Tetanji tape teaching be mudruba, maybe shadow or city. I didn't get a part of the ship be table chamber and jubala. Timiji didn't see belong on good arms. Doji tibi lona jubala, eh? Pasha tibi lona. Timu mijute. Long me tibi shadow shena, singi. Did you say that? What pound did it?
So now we will go through the text. It says, you know, at the end, how you say this, kulam?
Kulam.
It says, in order to enter the perfection vehicles of the Mahayana, you do need the path that are explained in Hinayana scriptural collections. However, in order to enter to the Vajrayana, the path of the perfection vehicle are not shared in common with the path of the Vajrayana, because the paths are incompatible. Reply here. This too is most unreasonable. The substance of the path of the perfection vehicle comprises the thought, that is the development of the spirit of the enlightenment, and the deeds of the training in the sixth perfection, that those must be relied upon on all occasion, is set forth in the Vajra climax tantra. So this first column is the, you know, kind of suspicion, or somebody, you know, just, you know, raise the question, and the second is the reply. So if in the column it says, then in the reply, this is most unreasonable.
Parodeshi bitibi longing one, Samba Shanju is sent you about on, and Shuba Shindu Lotitera was Lotil and Dubaris. Parodeshi bitiba longing one, the carriage and the Shanju is sent on, Parodeshi Batula Lotitera was. Maybe you said here over.
So, the path of the, as we read earlier, the path of the perfection vehicle comprises the thought, that is the development of the spirits of enlightenment, and the deeds of the training is the six perfections. So, therefore, that those must be relied upon on all occasions is set forth in the Vajra Climax Tantra. So how is that so? Is that, you know, in the Vajra Climax Tantra, it mentioned that even to save your life, do not give up the spirits of enlightenment. So not only that, again here it said that the deeds of the six perfections should never be cast aside. So furthermore, such is said in many tantric texts. Such texts also state that on frequent occasions of the entering mandalas of the highest yoga tantra, you must take both the shared and the unshared tantric vows. The former are simply the vows of our bodhisattvas, and taking the vows means promising to apply yourself to the training of a bodhisattva, such as the three forms of ethical disciplines. So such as three forms of ethical discipline is, you know, the transgressions of the, you know, vows which come out from the, you know, mental afflictions, action of the influence by the mental afflictions. Those actions come from the three doors, and you know have to transgress our vows or downfalls of the vows, and also two forms of ethical discipline. That in the ethical discipline there are three different kind. First is the, you know, guard the vows that there will be no any transgressions of the vows, and second is I am not sure how. Do anybody knows?
Yeah, they're in the back. In the reference.
Okay, what are the another two form of ethical disciplines?
Restraining bad activities, the gathering virtuous qualities, and accomplishing the welfare of living beings.
Yep, that's it.
Tatyada dodo kese shi esona karire, khala jubala chuchun so songu guduwaas, shanchu senbe la yang, shanchu sengi namba lene, losi losi ji pashe tipa la nyane te la losi jaya ya maare yas. Teso mwede, tanghala la jubala nyane chesi le losi ji, shanchu sen la yane te le losi nyane si, nyansi nensi ju ya maare, mewe zani yiga timo maare yasana, son maare yasana.
So we go through the text, therefore the perfection vehicle has no path other than the training that accord with our promise to practice the bodhisattva deeds after developing the spirit of enlightenment. So moreover, the above column is most unreasonable because you must promise to uphold all aspects of the teaching when you take the tantric vow. This is in accord with what is said in the Diamond Dhaka Tantra.
Kanji teba nyansa lemba chi yin chinche la pashen teba nyansa ma lemba dosa yo maybe jinsen de kiego yo rohas.
So what if sum up what explaining here is that if one is a tantric practitioner, then tantric practitioner must follow all the practice of the bodhisattvayana. Otherwise, there is no way without the that ground, there will be no any tantric practitioners.
Dusha tei ba jisha cheda ini konsu yijong man dehi jawa di ini kota da kula. Dusha kain hama wana ko mo jisha sa tanda degu ma rawas.
So that is the main point here. So we need to know what kind of point we are making here. If we know that, then when we follow the text, then we will understand.
Oh,
So again, we go through the text. This is in accord with that, with what is said in the Diamond Dhaka Tantra, Integration Tantra, and Vajra Climax Tantra on the occasion of taking the pledges of Amitabha, uphold all of the excellent teachings, the three vehicles, the external and the secret. So, three vehicles, we all know, and external means, lower tantras, and the secret means, upper tantras.
Tepasundu malandu jagmanda. Pashe tepat, tritongudu.
So we all know this, you know, three vehicles. Everybody know these three vehicles? Rinpoche want to make sure. So when we take the such as like Amitabha initiation, you know, so then we will we make a pledge that we will practice three vehicles, the externals and the secret. So three vehicle here is the Sharvakayana, Partikya Buddhayana, and the Bodhisattvayana. So these are the three vehicles. And it follows that some see a slight discrepancy in terms of what you are and are not to do, and conclude that these are complete contradiction, like hot and cold. So, you know, here says obviously this is
cursory assessments. Sanje yiko kola ini noa shi shi tako yiko la gapan zi shi shi tesu pa misi renge pa mato pa pibi ma pi ne ini mo che wa de ini lan woma ti goma chibi yi jun da wuchi reis na songa ne ta.
So and we continue the text. Apart from the certain points about what is or is not to be done, the scriptures are very much in agreements. Therefore, upon entering the higher levels of the three vehicles or the five paths, for instance, you must have all the good qualities of the lower vehicles and the path.
So
all these teachings are, complement each other. There's no any contradiction for that, you know, individual. Like, it's said in the Lamrim that if a sick people, sick person, at the beginning, you know, the doctor will tell him to not take the oily foods, because person has we called tipa. So I don't know it is in in Western way is, you know, same or not. But the Tibetan doctor said that, you know, when you have a jaundice, we call it tiba, I think it's a jaundice, then, you know, you should not take the, you know, oily foods, butters and so on. Then, you know, after he get better from the jaundice, then he got a kind of lung, means, you know, wind energy not balanced. So at that time, you know, doctor will tell him to take, oily foods or the fats, like butter and so on, because, you know, it will balance the wind energy. So, you know, same doctor, same patient, and different, different instructions, because, you know, at that particular time, and, you know, later time, the patients, you know, things change. So that is why.
Deji dyuse gongshe dang nebi ki koro karse bata, nebi ki tse, nasa ki tse la matawa yin so na, katuk keche shi so na, kenji bende gandero wa sala.
So
it... Maza se loo, shuma shatsu sashu se loo wa sala.
So if we don't know the point here, then, you know, it really contradicts, you know, from the earlier and the later, the doctor's instruction. So if we know, then, you know, there is no any contradiction, the doctor instruct because of the, you know, changing nature of the patients. So we go through the text with regard to the path of the perfections. The verse summary of the summary of the perfection of the wisdom in 8,000 lines says, the path of all the conquerors of the past, of those who have not come, and of those now present, is the perfection, nothing else. So go through the text. The path of the perfection is like the center post for the path that lead to the Buddhahood.
Tiki tanda kari shiye gore se na, ko tanji kyeche shiare doji tepa nyansa lenge jil pashi tepa go maare se la ora was. Te gore sanje kono ki kari songa re, sanje ngama sanje pe sange, maho ba sanje nge, tata sanje nge, kaan inba kanga, pashi tepe lang kono gone sanje nge re se songdu was. Kyeche tere.
So like mentioned before, you know, the tantra and the sutras, you know, it doesn't contradict. Because, you know, it, Buddha himself said that, you know, past, you know, future and present, you know, all the, you know, practitioners or the Buddhas of the past, present and future, all obtained Buddhahood by practicing the perfection of wisdom. So therefore, you know, perfection of wisdom is the, you know, center post for the path that lead to Buddhahood. So we stop.
Mount the cuts 상가 도지 TV 좀 뭐는 파신 대바 녀슬랭 거리서 소요리 인자네 파신 대바 생이데 파신 대바도 상가 도지 TV 인가 이중 팀모 아래에서 소요리에서
So we'll go through the text hence it is unsuitable to cast its sight as this is said many times even in the Vajrayana the path of the perfection is the path common to both sutra and tantra
sangaje timo mayin ba da o timo mayin ba o da dang chi dang ba dang ba tang se jin ba ni ko dang je ban hen be sangje se je ban yo wa yin ji se dang timo wa do ne no a chen bo wo se song do
and on the in addition by adding to this shared path the unshared path of the mantra vehicle initiations, pledges, vows, the two stages, and their attendant practices, progress to Buddhahood is rapid. However, if you cast aside the path shared with the perfection vehicle, you make a great mistake.
Mm-hmm. 주도에는 변화 상관 도지 대파세에 대해 신도는 변은 나초 나초세고 딱 가지 나초기 대리선이 되셔야 되는 뭔가 그 갈래시라 저 뭔가 이제 요번 저번 이제 대환 대응이 차도 걸어 왔을라다 다시 강가 되는 지로 왔었다
so in this you know our time is really kind of degenerated time and people you know don't want to work hard and you know and they want the, you know, progress quick without working hard. That is what, you know, our times people likes. So in this way, you know, we think, you know, this Vajrayana path is rapid, so we think it is very suitable for, you know, people like us in this degenerate time. But what we can understand by this is that, you know, if you don't have the, you know, clear understanding of the, you know, wisdom and you don't have the, you know, bodhicitta, then there is no way you could practice, you know, mantrayana because it is rapid.
Delama shishi jija shangchu yi san yuwa la karigori nyeje yungori ni nyeje chamba yuwa la karigori ngenjo yu samba yungori ngenjo samba guwa la karigori bende sede yin hansi dogo sede chanjo ni gozu ni mini gozu ni mato jino yung samba ngenji re lada kochi ngama ngama le suna yini shima shima de yang muyung de sa mebi suna chi
so without the you know coming from the first stage you know there is nowhere that we can come from the top. So, you know, even though the mantrayana is a rapid path to Buddhahood, but, you know, it must build from the, you know, from the beginning, because, you know, in order to have a bodhicitta, first you must have the you know, renunciations. And, you know, in order to have the genuine renunciation, wish to free from this cyclic existence, you know, you need to have the, you know, the the refuge path. And, you know, in order to have the refuge path, you know, you need to abandon that you know, clinging on this life's, you know, mundane things. So, you know, like this, you know, without the, you know, all the, you know, previous, there's no way you can gain the realizations of the Vajrayana, even though it is a rapid path. So in this way, the great masters, you know, who went through this path and attained Buddhahood, and they, you know, investigate and check, you know, there is no other way that, you know, we can attain Buddhahood through, you know, other path. You know, even though the masters show us clearly, but, you know, we, you know, because of our habituation or, you know, or whatever, some reason, you know, we always wanna, you know, a rapid path, but, you know, we neglect the causes and the conditions of the rapid path.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like that, you know, we want to fly and we pretend our two hands as a wing without a feather, and we are flipping our two hands that I am going to fly. So like that, you know, how much all life you pretend your hand as a wing and you flip-flop, you cannot able to fly. If we are doing the same like that. So there is a Tibetan saying that, you know, richness of the tantric practice met by the, you know, met by the understanding or the understanding of the sutra path, and also the richness of the tu is some kind of, you know, cheese cake or something like that. So tu, richness of the tu is met or comes from the butter. Because of the butter, you know, the cheesecake becomes rich. So it is same like that, you know. Tantric path, you know, rich by make rich by the sutra path. So we'll go down the text and then we will do the question answers.
Tetabi koa mane nasa churere lange pa tana re ni ba nas jena ponsi chepa de teba koma la me ba tana si je ba nas jemba ta teme je de ne da paru de se ba no ponsi es teba ti no hache da.
So go through the text. If you do not gain such an understanding, then each time you gain what seems to be an understanding of an isolated teaching, you will abandon other teachings when you develop a supposed interest in the higher vehicle. You will abandon in succession the scripture collection of the Hinayana and the perfection vehicles.
halalan jide womas no la sobo pawan jwe dre chala san jun jun ne shin no ba mi ba chi ji chupang le je jupa chembo so ban jote es e yi khu ne wo du tan ban jor os
jindo so we follow the text even within the mantra vehicles you will abandon the three lower tantras and the like thus you will accumulate the great karmic obscurations of having abandoned the teachings which has a very grave fruitions in this context this obscuration readily arises and is in danger of doing so the source for this is indicated below
teki tenta do do kare sa zona so so gi chi ene tanda jung ja chen bo chi ko ha de me ne che ene so so gi ta wa do bo chi ye ene ko lo ba chi ne ne ene nga pe na sa no do ji ti bi de ne jo la mi nyo sa le ngi o ma nyo sa le ko ma re sa ne ene den ro gi chu pung gi le sa pe ne ga chen bo le de sa la za gu so do
So what the point here is that, you know, if we don't know the, you know, entire teaching, and we don't have the understanding of the entire teaching, then, you know, when we practice, you know, mantra, then, you know, we will say, I am a mantra practitioner, that, you know, sutra is not my practice. Like that, so, you know, there is a danger to abandon the, you know, another practice such as Hinayana and so on, and the lower Tantra too. So by doing that, you know, there is a great danger to accumulate the great karmic obscurations of having abandoned the teaching.
Then the tender lunge was been a nani California and Bangan the Regibajilla Tachuluka Janda Yama is in English Sonsa Salada. Was a lot of the Tendri.
So, this kind of things really happen bounds because you know people don't have the you know deeper knowledge, so you know they have kind of superficial knowledge, and you know it happened. In Tibetans, it happened in, you know, other people too. So like one of the Rinpoche's friend met some, you know, some other lamas, and they told him the same as mentioned here. So how that, you know, that person said to Rinpoche's friend is that, you know, we are the Vajrayana practitioner and we practice the highest yoga tantra. So, you know, so to have a concert is like a medicine in our path. And told him that you guys are the practitioners of the Vinaya Sutra, so you know. You guys need to abandon the concert or the women like a poison. So if we also don't have the, you know, deeper understanding on these things, then, you know, like that Lama said, you know, we think that, you know, Tantra and the Vinaya Sutras or any kind of sutras are like opponents or contradict, like cold and hot. So as mentioned here, it, there is a great danger to happen like that. Go through the text, therefore, having relied upon an excellent protector, solidify your certainty about the way that all scriptures are a causal factor for one person to become a Buddha. Then practice those things that you can practice now. Do not use your own incapacity as a reason to repudiate what you cannot actually engage in or turn away from. So this is a clear instruction that we need to have a deeper understanding and have a reliable guidance or a instructor or a teacher. And, you know, by these things, you know, all the practice will come into, you know, complementary.
Tendrigin judo de manoa jinge, you said Tendrigila in Al Dendrigi Nyansa Lentung, Chongo Res and any Gilon Tendrigi Mala in Jusol and Besh or Sonda.
So rather think with anticipation, when will I practice this teaching by actually doing what should be done and turning away from what should not be done? Work at the causes for such a practice, accumulating the collections, clearing away obscurations, and making aspirational prayers. Before long, your mental power will become greater and greater, and you will be able to practice all of the teaching that you are previously unable to practice. So like this, how we have to do is right now, you know, in this stages of the path to Buddhahood, you know, we are kind of, you know, making attempt to practice and to understand. But, you know, right now, you know, I can not understand all, and, you know, and hard to practice, you know, because of, you know, resources or time or, you know, any other circumstances. So, you know, even though like that situation, but, you know, we make aspirational prayers that, you know, someday, you know, may I be able to practice as mentioned in the Lamrim and attain the, you know, Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings, like that kind of wish, prayers, and make aspirations. Then, you know, it won't discourage us, you know, in our path and practice.
Tendrichi chena ini mahumba kariyo yungu sena ini rimbo mutoba loyi tu de jeje de son de as de da tong je nyang se len ni pa yang joro as ti se tene chile yong de son do.
So if we do like that, then you know our power of the aspiration and you know power of practice will enhance, and you know gradually someday you know we will be able to practice all, and you know we will enjoy the result of the practice as you know as those previous masters. So in short, you know, how we like to become is, we like to become like mentioned here in the text, go through the text, the precious teacher Domtenpa said, my guru is the one who know how to bring all the teachings within a four-sided path. So we all want to become like that. So we go through the text. These words are very meaningful because these instructions in the lamp for the path to enlightenment guides students by gathering all the key points of the sutras and the mantra vehicles into the path for one person to become a Buddha. They have the greatness of producing the certainty that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. So we stop here and do the question answers if you know you guys have one, or you know try to bring some questions. Okay, so you guys prepare your questions, and meantime Rinpoche want to explain, as mentioned here, that you know one who know how to bring all the teachings within a four-sided path. So you know how we can bring all of the teachings within four-sided path.
Kadam bin lama so ki chichu da wodin ni temba yonsu zo ba de kanje karse wa ta kanje tresi lang ji che she ba se de ni temba yonsu zo ba de khasa ji thang ji nyang le kanje chen ma jin na khasa ji nyang le ja she wa sa la da pa yue ji ya ma sa da kanje.
So like mentioned here, you know, as mentioned by the great Kadamba masters, you know, for the individual, you know, practitioners, you know, all the Buddha's teachings should bring within a four-sided path. There is no teaching that that is not bring into the individual practice.
Dilo any calling kaki pena trijit kanel calling sana pena tepa songje tegalo me ne sanga ji tepa sene trijit
So there are many interpretations, you know, of the four-sided path. Some can interpret it like, you know, like three yanas and three vehicles, and on the top of that, they will add the, you know, Vajrayana.
And
some interpret it like a, you know, like a, like a, how you say, square, like a square thing, like a dice, you know. When you throw the dice, no matter where it stands, there is always a foresight. So the best understanding would be like a square cloth, like a table cloth, square table cloth. So like a, you know, square tablecloth, you know, when you pull from either side, you know, all the three other sides will come together, you know, so it the other three sides won't disappear or won't left. So you know, all the four, three sides will come along. So this understanding is a little easier to comprehend.
So the
meaning is that, you know, all the Buddha's teaching, you know, is meant for the one individual to attain Buddhahood. There are some surplus and there are some kind of missing, not like that, you know. All the Buddha's teaching is meant to a particular individual to attain enlightenment. So we stop here and we'll do the, you know, question answers. We got 10 minutes. So if not, then we go through the text that, you know, like mentioned here, you know, teaching are free of contradiction. So all the Buddha's teaching are free of contradiction because, you know, all the teachings are meant for me to attain Buddhahood. That's the meaning.
The country song shares and a kashi and a long yitzo la song, kashi long yin la la song, shen yon jore is. Then do you but the carol ten hako or sana, and shan chu long chamula ten, jenny hako or is, long really ting the chichu to yuri song.
So how is that so? Is, you know, because some teachings are, you know, are the main, some teachings teach as a main, you know, path, and some teaching are teach as the limp or the as the you know, supplement or like that for that individual. That is how, you know, it is one of the greatness here, that knowing all of the teachings are free of contradiction. So that is one of the greatness of the second chapter. So how we going to understand this is when we study Lamrim, then we will realize that, you know, it is free of contradiction. So that is the one of the greatness of the Lamrim teaching and uniqueness of the Lamrim teaching. You can't find very, you know, clearly like Lamrim in other teachings. So we're going to dedicate that, you know, today's, you know, whatever accumulated merit we have gained, you know, so someday I may realize this kind of greatness of the Lamrim for the sake of all the sentient beings, and we dedicate the merit in order to fulfill our those wishes.
Excuse me. May I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
I think she had one too. May we know the mantra for overcoming demons?
Ta kola ani ngach labroche dasa. Dungde tuye ke ngach.
Dungde tuye ngach che aya se na. Dungde tuye ngach che ma dungde dungde la pena shamba de hinji ka de mebo zo de ma to. Ji ko ni ngach de ne mebo zo de che aya se na. Ngi pe ni jong de de ke ye ma de se na. Dungde de bo je zo no ko hinji de shang hinji ka de mebo zo de.
He don't know that mantra, how to overcome the demons. But, you know, when you like to overcome the demons, then you can, you know, generate, you know, loving compassion toward them. So then, you know, eventually, you know, their whatever the intention of the harmful intention or the rage or whatever, it will, you know, it will cool down, something like that. So what it's said in the teaching is, you know, if there is a demon, you know, then, you know, that demon is same like, you know, somebody is like become crazy. So, you know, when you are under the influence of, you know, some mental afflictions, then, you know, you have no control. You are under the influence of that, you know, affliction or that demon. Then, you know, you are all the actions, you know, even though, you know, it gonna hurt yourself too, but, you know, you don't realize you're under the influence of that thing. So it is same like that, you know. You don't get angry or hate those things. Rather, you should compassionate toward them because, you know, they don't know what they are doing. So something like that will help. Gewa de denan rowa kun la kambe endan Kebay jizun losan trabayi Tembe nyingbo rindu seche
Saji puje juje meto jamay Rira linshi nide genpadi Sanje shingo mide buwayi Jogu namda shingla shurpa sho Kewa kongtu yamda lama dan Dremi chuge bela lonchu ching Svana lanchu yente rabzo ne Doje changi gopanyu to sho Idam Guru Ratnamadala Kaniyataya Ani Terni Vindu Pele Sonye Me Kadra Yampa Kashi Sapade Lomye Mare Kidon Dramana Namde Gyave Wambo Dagyuchi Temay Sunde Tserava Kunduya Jambe yangi tsewe jesone Tembe rimba kunsa namji cho Nine jube genama nyeche sho Rangi jishi tombe namji ne Shodra tsewe tawe tuki chi Drove yige rimba seche ne Gyawe temba yurin zinjo chi Tembai rinchen choge ma kyapa Kyawja nyamba gyube chodeni Nyingje chenbe iraba kyobayi Pende tede sewa chepesho Seje gyawe menjun trilele Ledo chanjo lamge rinpekya Tardyo namji yila pedeshi Gyawe tsepa rindu chong gyo ching Lansan jupe tungen du je ching Gengen seje medlai mimikun Tserava kundu gyawe napayi Namda lamda jengwa ma gyo ching Kanzi tenpa chola chu 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 Sushin chula tsumba di yinze Tude namgi tadu choche chi Chashi gyatsu chugun kyab ju chi
Ketsu nami
kuze raden chi Namgara chile chu chu gepada Losan tenpe jume sasumungi Gave muse tatu ni gyu chi Gave kove shinkamadire Penda dewa malu juvene Chere se wai tenze jatsoi Shabe sede bardu ten gyu chi
Champa pavu
jidara kebata Kudu sambo deya deshinte Teda kunji jesu dalo chi Gewa dida tamche rabdu mo Gewa tamche ki Mowa galai chotu na pade Dagi gewe tsawa di kunkya Sambo chuche rabdu mo waki